Jacksonville police say a baby found abandoned in a dumpster on West Lafayette Sunday morning continues to recover. Baby was found in the 300 block of West Lafayette around 8:15 a.m. Saturday. Police were called by someone who reported hearing sounds coming from a dumpster. Police Lieutenant Rodney Cox told our reporting partners at WICS ABC News Channel 20 that officers responded and found the newborn. Cox notes the baby was found just blocks away from the police station, which serves as a safe haven where someone can drop off a newborn, no questions asked.
Two blocks away. They could have just walked up to the front door. They could leave the baby, there's no questions. Then we'll take the baby, take it to obviously a PASMT where it's going to be treated. But now that it's dumped into a dumpster, obviously we take a different avenue at this now.
Police say they have several leads and believe the suspect has ties to the community, that it's not just someone passing through town. If you have any information, call the police department at 479-4630 or Crime Stoppers at 243-7300. The baby was taken to Passavant Area Hospital. Police officials say the baby continues to recover this morning. City police are investigating a report of an armed robbery that allegedly happened last night on North Church Street. Police say in a press release it happened around 8:45 p.m. between State and Lafayette. A man reportedly stated he was robbed at knife point by two men who exited a white four-door car, unknown make or model. Robbers are described as black males wearing dark clothing. The victim stated a third subject, no description, was driving the vehicle and did not exit during the incident. An undetermined amount of cash was taken from the complainant, according to police, and there were no injuries reported. If you have more information regarding this case, you are urged to call the police department or Crime Stoppers. Jacksonville police made four arrests on Sunday. 61-year-old John Byers of Joe Allen Place was booked at the Morgan County Jail for DUI around 12:30 a.m. Byers has been released on bond. 29-year-old Tad Ransom of Maridosha was booked at the county jail for DUI and an expired registration around 3:30 a.m. Ransom has been released on bond. 19-year-old Michael Trowbridge of the 800 block of Illinois was booked at the jail for resisting a peace officer and possession of cannabis at around 10:15 yesterday morning. Trowbridge remains in custody. 18-year-old Ryan Patton of the 900 block of Northeast was booked at the Morgan County Jail for criminal damage to property at around 11 a.m. Patton is free on bond. Morgan County deputies made one arrest last night. 24-year-old Catherine Keffer of Waverly was booked at the Morgan County Jail for battery at around 10 p.m. Keffer has been released on bond. Maridosha police made one arrest yesterday afternoon. 47-year-old Larry Charles of Maridosha was booked at the Morgan County Jail for production of cannabis around 2:15 p.m. Charles has been released on bond. A Jacksonville man was hospitalized over the weekend after an apparent DUI incident. Reports from the Morgan County Sheriff's Department indicate 47-year-old Mark Hennessy of the 1900 block of Woods Lane was involved in an accident on Interstate 72 near the 64-mile marker at around 1 a.m. on Sunday. Hennessy was apparently headed eastbound and exiting the highway when he veered to the left and rolled the vehicle. Hennessy was taken to Passavant Area Hospital and transferred to Memorial Medical Center in Springfield. He is listed in good condition this morning. Hennessy was issued a citation for DUI and improper lane usage. Jacksonville's police chief says his department is always seeking to hire more minorities. The comments come about 2 weeks after U.S. Senator Mark Kirk stated that diversity in the police force could help Illinois cities avoid violent protests similar to what has plagued the Missouri town of Ferguson. Nearly 2,000 Jacksonville residents identified themselves as African American in the 2010 census, which is about 10% of the 19,446 people counted. About 85% of the city is white. However, JPD Chief Tony Groton says only two police officers on a Jacksonville police staff of 40 are black. One is Hispanic.
I feel it's very much an asset that we should strive for. I think it helps us and it helps the community. We don't assign black officers to black areas necessarily. They may work that area, they may not. But just by having a diverse force, I think helps the image of the police department, and it also helps the people of the community to see that we seek to be diverse.
Groton says there are certain guidelines the police department has to go by to hire officers. Applicants are put on an eligibility list that gets updated every other year. He says the lists usually have about 60 names. The last list had two black applicants. One of them in the top 10 percentile was hired.
We can't control where they rank on the list. That's done by their ability to, you know, do the PT, to do the written, and to do the oral interview. But if you get in the top 10 on our list, we're going to take a hard look at you sometime in the next couple of years.
While District 117 has been dealing with protesters the past 2 weeks who say the district isn't doing enough to hire minorities, the district superintendent has stated that there is a problem with enough qualified minorities applying, and that's a position Groton's also takes.
And a lot of that may be a cultural thing, the way some blacks perceive the police. Or it may be just that they don't want to get into police work. They may want to get into something that to make more money. Maybe they don't want to do public service. Because let's face it, police jobs, teachers' jobs, nursing jobs, they're not the best paying jobs. And maybe they want to get into something that will benefit them and their families more.
And earlier this month, an unarmed African-American teenager was killed in the St. Louis suburb by a white police officer. And the question is, how do you view the relationship between the city's police force and the African-American community in Jacksonville? You can visit the poll on our website, WLDS.com, to answer that question. Well, switching gears, don't tell Jennifer Wingler that the odds of winning a $100,000 prize twice are impossible. Wingler was the winner of the grand prize of the 2014 Route Our Savior Dreams drawing. Yesterday, Chris Wingler was the winner of this contest 15 years ago, shortly before he met and eventually married Jennifer. We asked the Winglers, who are from Winchester, by telephone after the drawing, what are the odds?
We are very lucky, that's for sure. I never in a million years dreamed I'd hear my name.
As for what they plan to do this time around?
Well, we've already got plans to spend it. We're probably going to build a cabin, and that'll probably take up most of it. But that'll get it done a lot faster.
Winglers were not at yesterday's Family Fun Festival, but the second place winner of a 2014 Chevrolet Camaro SS was. Her name is Julie Griffiths of Jacksonville.
This is ecstatic. We've been buying tickets every year since it started, and I just think it's Mom passed away 2 years ago, and I think it was her up there that helped us. So,
third place winner of $10,000 was Kara McFall of Alexander. The fourth place through 10th place winners of $1,000 are Mary Karsgaard, Becky DeVore, Carolyn Niehaus, Gary Tucker, Nancy Orr, Betty Jarvis, and Paul and Carolyn White. The $500 winners, which were given out to 11th through 25th place, are Kate Evans, Eldred Ellert, Kevin Hunzinger, Thomas and Nikki Lomolino, Steve Bauman, Carolyn Eilering, Nancy Scott, the Shade family, Randy and Sally Long, Mark Bergschneider, Dale Brandt, Michael Hallahan, Cindy Mamor, Robin Talkmeyer, and Lyle Poole. 26th through 50th place prizes of $250 go to Christine Landshaw, James and Dorothy Van Giesen, Lindsay Stilts, Scott Williams, Casey Hall, Dennis Taylor, David Lonergan, Steve Barfield, Jody Tate, Tanya Tobin, Andrew and Cheryl Thomas, Sean Kelly, Larry and Christine Crabtree, Jeffrey Barker, Glenn and Kay Kafer, Rosemary Scott, Larry Erlum, Roy Van Heining, Darlene Bell, Sandra Fisher, Doug and Karen Burgess, Bonnie Orris, Jennifer Koop, Pearl Hallrice, and Carol Pullman. Congratulations to this year's winner. There were 4,200 tickets sold for yesterday's Dreams drawing. Proceeds benefit Route Catholic High School and Our Savior Grade School.
We're going to save you so much. Yeah, we've got the price and the golden touch.
Barfield Carpets will always impress you with our prices, service, and selection. Choose from all the newest in flooring. We won't use pressure or hassle you. We'll give you the pleasure of shopping in your own home. And we're going to save you so much. Call Barfield Carpets for first quality carpets and first quality installations at 243-2655.
News notes this morning, a reminder that county courthouses will be closed today, as well as government buildings such as the Jacksonville Municipal Building in observance of Labor Day. And with that being said, happy Labor Day.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.